Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Will Friedle.
And Sabrina Bryan.
And we're the hosts of the new podcast, Magical Rewind.
You may know us from some of your favorite childhood TV movies, like My Date with the President's Daughter.
And the Cheetah Girls movies.
Together, we're sitting down to watch all the movies you grew up with and chat with some of your favorite stars and crew that made these iconic movies happen.
So kick back, grab your popcorn, and join us. Listen to Magical Rewind on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Brought to you by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
So the vaccine passports look like they're going to at least make their way to air travel. That is because Dr. Anthony Fauci has come out saying, because we should just trust him on everything, right? Since he's been right on everything, of course, being sarcastic. Dr. Fauci is now supporting vaccine passports for airline travel. During an interview with the Skim This podcast, that will air this coming Thursday, Dr. Fauci said that people hoping to travel with, quote, other people should be vaccinated. He said, I would support it. In fact, Matt, I don't want to put words in his mouth. You hear from the man himself.
If we get the overwhelming proportion of the population vaccinated, we will get to herd immunity. If we do it in the next 6 months, it will happen in the next 6 months. If we do it in the next 2 months, it'll happen in the next 2 months. I would support that. If you want to get on a plane and travel with other people, that you should be vaccinated. When you hear us say, should you mandate vaccination for children to be able to attend school? Some people say, oh my goodness, that would be terrible to do that. But we already do that and have been doing that for decades and decades. I don't know what school you went to, but the school that I went to, you had to be vaccinated for measles, mumps, rubella, polio, or otherwise you couldn't go to school. So it is not something new to mandate vaccines for school children. The solution that we have at our hands is vaccines.
The solution we have is vaccines. Vaccines are everything, folks. The vaccines are everything. I would support that if you want to get on a plane and travel with other people that you should be vaccinated, Fauci said. In the same interview, Fauci also endorsed vaccine mandates for children, comparing the coronavirus to polio and the measles, as you just heard. And he said, you know, this is just normal, folks. Get on board. When you hear us say we should mandate vaccinations for children to be able to attend school, some people say, oh, my goodness, that would be terrible to do that. Hey, we've already been doing it for decades, so shut up and get in line and get the jab. Now, the federal government has yet to introduce a vaccine mandate for air travel, but it's very clear that Fauci is coordinating with the White House. And if he's putting this out there, it means more than likely it's probably coming very soon, right? Only current mandates for passengers are that you wear a mask at all times on board. Now, you notice how this was a focal point for Joe Biden because he threatened you if you take that mask off and if you treat people without kindness on airplanes and the flight attendants, right? He really went after you. In fact, he had harsher words for you than he did for the Taliban, who are pulling people from homes and killing them because they're connected to America in Afghanistan right now. He has had harsher words for you on an airplane than the Taliban. That's a fact. Now, what's going to happen? We're now being told Representative Don Beyer, Democrat, Virginia, has introduced the Safe Travels Act, which would require all airlines and train passengers in the U.S. to show proof of vaccination or a present negative COVID-19 test in order to travel. The bill also seeks to require that employees, contractors, subcontractors of Amtrak and commercial airlines either show proof of a completed vaccination series or present a negative COVID-19 test at least once per week. Now, during an appearance on CNN last Friday, Fauci defended President Joe Biden's vaccine mandate and excused his angry rhetoric towards unvaccinated Americans, saying that the president is, quote, understandably frustrated. He said at the time, I think you can appreciate that by the tone of his voice, referring to Biden, and how he presented it at the press conference this evening. He is clearly frustrated and understandably so, Fauci said. We have done everything we possibly can do to get people vaccinated. We have trusted messengers. We made it easy. It's simple. It's safe. It's free. Fauci's endorsement of vaccine mandates differs from what he said in August of last year when he said you cannot force someone to take a vaccine. I don't think you'll ever see a mandating a vaccine, particularly for the general public, Fauci said during a Healthline town hall. Quote, if someone refused the vaccine, the general public, then there's nothing you can do about it, he added. You cannot force someone to take a vaccine. Well, when you get rid of the Constitution and you have Joe Biden as president, hell, apparently you can do whatever you want to do because you're a tyrant at that point. Now, if you think that Fauci is the only one flip-flopping on mandates, you'd be wrong. There's a long list. Joe Biden said we're not going to mandate vaccines. Nancy Pelosi said we're not going to mandate vaccines. Jen Psaki, the White House press secretary, said we're not going to mandate vaccines. Anthony Fauci said we're not going to mandate vaccines. Kamala Harris, Vice President of the United States of America, also said we're not going to mandate vaccines. They've said this all within the last year. In fact, we have a montage for you. I'm going to play it now and notice how different things are all of a sudden.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
Our interest is very simple from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates? And if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
All right, so you hear all that. What changed? How can all of those people be saying that for all of that time? And then all of a sudden, it just totally changed in a matter of seconds. Because they figured out that you and I, or maybe as they put it, America, are a bunch of wusses. Maybe they figured out that the Democratic Party is actually in favor of vaccine mandates because polling has showed them this polls well. The country is virtually divided on vaccine mandates. 50%, mainly Democrats, right, who don't care about their rights being just torched as long as they feel good about it, are backing him. This is the reason why they're doing this right now. This is the reason why they're trying to mandate vaccines. This is the only reason why they're trying to do this, okay? I want to make that very, very clear. This is the only reason why they're trying to do this. This is it. It polls well for them. They know it makes you and I angry. They know it makes a lot of people very angry, okay, who believe in the Constitution. But when the majority of Democrats don't care about the Constitution, don't read the Constitution, could give two rats rear ends about the Constitution, this is what you have. Right? I mean, this is what happens. This is what happens. Now, Joe Biden, obviously contradicting himself, has come out saying, screw it. I need something to solidify my base. I need something to divide the country. I need a wedge issue. I need something to stop my approval numbers from falling. I need something to get the economy off the front pages. And that's the reason why he's now come out and said, we got to have vaccine mandates. Because you lose your mind, you focus on this, you stop focusing on the economy, you stop focusing on Afghanistan and the 10% left behind. This is all a beautiful political play.
First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
Requirements, right? Use the word requirements because that makes it all better. Now let's go back to what I do believe they're going to do. I do believe they're going to do a vaccine passport for air travel. I have no reason to believe they wouldn't. And if you want to know how this ends, look at what happened right now in France.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Demonstrators have taken part in a rally against mandatory COVID-19 vaccinations and the implementation of health passes in Paris. Over 200 protests with around 170,000 participants have been held across France since August 9. The health pass is required to access cafes, restaurants, museums, cinemas, shopping malls, as well as long-distance transport. French President Emmanuel Macron says the COVID-19 pass requirement is effective until November 15. And it may be extended further.
It'll be extended further, don't worry. The city of Paris is a perfect example of how chaotic things have gotten. Not only has the vaccine passport decimated the economy in Paris, it has also decimated people traveling. It has decimated tourism. And that's why more than 120,000 people demonstrated Saturday, according to official figures. Those numbers have now been revised to be closer to 200,000. They are protesting the coronavirus health passes. These are vaccine passports, right? People are saying not only does this discriminate against the unvaccinated, but it's a government forcing you to do something to your body, right? Remember, in this country, we have my body, my choice. I love quoting Democrats and their hypocrisy. Footage posted on Twitter showed the marching in the southern French city, in one southern French city, and then the government clashing with the people. The video, which has been viewed more than 3.4 million times as of this morning, showed people physically being attacked by the government with long sticks and things becoming so chaotic that the crowd scattered and people were screaming as they were running the other way. But that wasn't the only thing we saw. We saw clashes between the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. Which, by the way, is exactly what Joe Biden wants to happen in this country and Fauci, right? they want to divide so they can continue to have their power, because to have power, all you need is 50% plus one of the people behind you. And so if you can convince 50 plus 1% of Americans that the unvaccinated are spawn of Satan, you're going to get exactly what you've got in France. Fights breaking out in the street. Literally, you knew whose side you were on based on the mask on a person's face. We saw people with masks beating people without masks, and we saw people without masks beating people with masks. That's what they want. Intense scenes were reported in the country's capital of Paris, where riot police attempted to control the protest movements and started beating those without masks and arresting them. The, quote, health pass or a recent negative COVID test is required to enter any cafe, any restaurant, basically any other public place in France. Same exact thing we're seeing in Australia. Why do you think Joe Biden is doing this? Because he's seen how it's working in Australia, and he's seen how it's working in France. And I'm not talking about like medically, I'm talking about politically. The French Interior Ministry said of all those that demonstrated in France, 19,000 people in the capital is where things were the worst. They arrested 85 people after clashes broke out with police. Three members of the police were injured during the protest, the ministry added this morning. This is the ninth consecutive weekend, by the way, of protests, and they're getting bigger. Officials put last weekend's turnout across France at 140,000. In early August, before schools went back in, the protest was 237,000 protesters turned out. So if you think this thing is like stopping, it's not. Saturday's protests over there came the day after the former French health minister was charged over his handling of the COVID-19 pandemic after investigators at a special court in Paris concluded there were grounds to prosecute her. So let's lock up people that don't agree with us. Former prime minister and the current health minister are also being investigated by the magistrates at the court, and their offices have been searched, we're being told. The ruling will likely stir debate about the blame and responsibility for the spread of COVID-19, which caught governments and many health experts and the World Health Organization by surprise as it began spreading from China in early 2020. Dr. Bazin was charged, this is their former health minister, with endangering the lives of others. She could actually go to prison because she didn't lock down the country faster. This is what the government is doing to their own in France. Now, this doctor initially claimed in January of 2020 that there was practically no risk of importing COVID-19 from the Chinese city of Wuhan. So she got it wrong with a bunch of other people. Now they want to put her in jail. The former doctor, by the way, who resigned from her post in February of last year. Man, don't you wish we had the same type of accountability here with Dr. Fauci. Weeks after the first COVID cases were confirmed in France, has not only faced criticism and ridicule over her initial statement about the pandemic, but now they've charged her criminally. She said initially in January 2020, when no one knew anything, quote, there was practically no risk of importing COVID-19 from the Chinese city at the origin of the outbreak, Wuhan, and then said the, quote, risk of the spread of coronavirus among the population is very small. A month later, she left the ministry to launch a failed bid to become Paris mayor. She claimed that the, quote, tsunami has yet to come in an apparent contradiction of her earlier statements, or maybe she just learned a lot about it very quickly like others did. The cancer and transplant specialist later told a parliamentary investigation that she had alerted the president and then Prime Minister Felipe to potential dangers of COVID-19 as early as January. France also faced a severe shortage of masks at the start of the pandemic, and the government was inconsistent in their advice on face coverings, just like we were in this country. Remember, Fauci said you don't need them, then he said you don't need two, then he said you needed two, then he said it was basically useless, and he said you must have it, then he said they should be mandated. She initially questioned their effectiveness, then mandated them in public spaces. So in France now, she's now public enemy number one, right? This is how you gain control and power. Pay attention to what they're doing in Australia and what they're doing in France. The woman who was in charge of the health ministry of the country is now been in charge with criminally for, quote, endangering the lives of others. Think about where we are now as a world. There is one thing that we are seeing right now that's extremely consistent. The one thing that we are seeing now that is extremely consistent in this is These people in politics are figuring out how to grab more power, which is exactly why you have Nancy Pelosi coming out and saying, we are never going to do this. Joe Biden saying, we're never going to do it. Jen Psaki saying, we're never going to do it. Anthony Fauci saying, we're never going to do it. And Kamala Harris saying, we're never going to do it. And now they're like, screw it. Now we are.
We cannot require someone to be vaccinated. That's just not what we can do.
Needless to say, the right of women to make decisions about their own bodies is not negotiable.
No, definitely not. You don't want to mandate and try and force anyone to take a vaccine. We've never done that.
Our interest is very simple, from the federal government, which is Americans' privacy and rights should be protected.
It is a matter of privacy to know who is or who isn't.
We don't want to be mandating from the federal government to the general population. It would be unenforceable and not appropriate.
Perhaps the federal government should step in and issue mandates, and if not, are you putting the needs of unvaccinated people ahead of the needs of vaccinated people?
Well, I think the question here, one, that's not the role of the federal government.
No, I don't think it should be mandatory. I wouldn't demand to be mandatory.
First, we must increase vaccinations among the unvaccinated with new vaccination requirements.
It all changed because it's a power grab. This is a power grab, plain and simple.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I go back to, not only is this a power grab from the Biden administration with vaccine passports and mandates and trying to shut down your life and looking at how it can divide the country and how it can hopefully, with certain polling numbers, poll well for them. They just need 50 plus 1%. In fact, they'll take 48, 49% right now just to stop the free fall of what's going on. But if you want to know if this president's listening to you, based on the polling data, he's not. All right. Here's a quick summary of the first poll on Biden's employer vaccine mandate conducted over the weekend. Voters say Biden doesn't have the constitutional authority to impose vaccine mandates on private businesses. 58.6%, majority of voters do not believe. Now, these are voters, okay? Not just Americans, but only these are just people that vote. Voters do not believe that Biden has the constitutional authority to require businesses to mandate vaccines for employees. Okay, number two, to break it down, 83.5% of Republicans say that, and this is shocking, 68.2% of independents agree that he didn't have the constitutional authority to do this. Now, you want to know what sheep Democrats are? Only 27% of Democrats say that Joe Biden doesn't have the constitutional authority to impose vaccine mandates on private businesses. And the reason why you have only 27% of Democrats say that is because they have no problem giving up all of their rights. Second part of this poll. Large majorities of independents and Republicans support governors fighting actually to block Biden's mandates. This is fine with the Biden administration. They want this war. 56.1% of the majority of American voters support governors who are opposing Biden's mandates. 78.5% of Republicans. And again, 62.3% of independents. Only 30% or nearly 30% of Democrats say the governor should fight Biden. Again, this is not a bad poll number if you're Joe Biden, the White House. They're just trying to stop the bleeding from Afghanistan, and they're trying to stop the bleeding in their approval rating on the economy. Another part of this poll that's important. Voters believe this mandate sets a dangerous precedent that could be abused by future presidents. In fact, 55.5% majority believe this national vaccine mandate sets a precedent for future presidents to abuse power. Almost 80% of Republicans, 58% of independents, and 30.4% of Democrats actually agree on that one. In other words, it's what I said before. You can just say, all right, we declare something to be a pandemic, right? Like guns, gun violence, and immediately we say, so therefore you can't go out and buy a gun. You can't carry a gun. You can't buy any new weapons. You can't sell a gun, right? All of these different things they could just say. Presidents could just come in and say, all right, well, we say because of X, Y, and Z that you can't do X, Y, and Z. We all in the name of it's a pandemic. I use the gun analogy because that is where Democrats have over and over again used the word pandemic, right? They say we have a pandemic with gun crimes, and that's why we need gun legislation. We need to outlaw guns because of pandemic. So why would they not use the same logic? If they can get away with this now, why not get away with it? And let's just go back to Afghanistan for a moment, because this is all to try to overshadow what is actually happening in Afghanistan. They're hunting people down now in Afghanistan, and they're winning. This isn't some conservative organization giving you the news I'm about to give you. Business Insider and Yahoo News are now reporting that the Taliban has tracked down and killed four Afghan counterterrorism agents, in one case pulling out their fingernails. Taliban death squads are now, they say, being activated and are hunting down Afghan counterterrorism agents. The Sunday Times has proof. Four victims trained by the U.S. and U.K. forces worked for the National Security Directorate. The Taliban's rule in Afghanistan has been characterized as being extremely violent over the weekend, you think? Elite Taliban death squads have tracked down and killed at least four Afghan counterterrorism agents, they say, since August the 22nd. The men were members of two units working out of the National Directorate of Security, also known as the NDS. They had been specifically trained by British and U.S. forces, the newspaper states. A brother of one of those killed told the Sunday Times the Taliban came for his brother at their home outside of Kabul in August. My brother was shot three times in the head and once in the chest, and I was shot twice in the left shoulder and arm, the man said. I don't know how I survived. Another of the four men killed had all his fingernails pulled out before he was shot, the Sunday Times said. This goes back to what they do. They torture you before they kill you to set an example. Right? It's one thing to just be shot in the head, execution style, and game over. No, no, no. They want to make it hurt. They want to make it hurt bad. A senior manager working at the headquarters of the NDS told the Sunday Times that the Taliban took possession of laptops and paperwork from the headquarters after taking control of Kabul on August 15th, something that was totally avoidable, of course, if America would have held control of the city, which we deliberately chose not to do. The Biden administration said, no, we don't want to control the city until we get everybody out. Just the airport. How'd that work out for us? The manager told the newspaper that the Taliban are using the information and now they're tracking down the former NDS agents. The man added that the Taliban had pretended to be British embassy officials in their efforts to track people down, acting like they're trying to get them out of the country, and then they kill them. News of the deaths comes as little surprise given the Taliban's rule in Afghanistan that has been characterized as now becoming brutally violent. The Taliban are accused of murdering a pregnant woman in front of her family on September the 4th. That being confirmed just for all you liberals out there that say, oh, well, that's not confirmed by CNN. So the Chinese Communist News Network is even confirming that. On Wednesday, Taliban fighters whipped and beat a group of Afghan women protesting the all-male interim government. Also, CNN reported that. So there you go, liberals. It's true. Earlier this month, the Taliban also raped and beat a gay man after they lured him to meet them. ITV has confirmed. At least four people protesting Taliban rule have been killed by the group. UN spokesperson confirmed this week. We have seen a reaction from the Taliban, which unfortunately has been severe, the UN has now said. What did the White House say about the Taliban last night? Well, they're like good people. We're working with them and have a good working relationship. Everything's working out just fine. So while we're fighting over vaccine mandates, just know the president's getting exactly what he wants, which is these headlines instead of anything else. This is all they give a crap about, these types of headlines. All right, I say this every day, and I hope you guys will continue to help us because we are now in the top 20 political podcasts in the country on Apple because of you sharing this podcast. So thank you for sharing this podcast. Please make sure you tell your family and friends, hit that little arrow and share it right now. And I will see you back here tomorrow.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.